listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Outta Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ live on Friday, live from Las Vegas. We got a full house here, boys. Steve Fezzik and Brad Powers, two pros who know. We're on 200 Fox Sports Radio stations across this great nation. And we know sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans, they listen to no more than their buddies. But you can't have pros without Joes. He's in L.A. He's Jonas Knox.
Always good to be here, RJ, on a Friday. And yes, it is the final Friday before Super Bowl week. We've got a Pro Bowl. We've got a Reese's Senior Bowl in college football. But as for today, what is the Vegas lead?
Well, obviously the Pro Bowl. No. No way. Now, this is one I don't want to make the lead, but how can one of the five most talked about players in the NFL potentially going to jail for the rest of his life? That's the headlines. I'm not sure it can be anything else.
Yeah, Antonio Brown, who turned himself into police after being accused of assault and felony burglary earlier this week. His bond was set at $100,000, and he will be monitored by a GPS and required to release his passport, his guns, and go through drug and alcohol testing and get a mental health evaluation. That hearing went down earlier today.
Innocent till proven guilty. Whoa, that seems weird, doesn't it? A lot of things he's having to do right now. Listen, I'm no Brown apologist. In fact, there's only one topic I want to talk about related to Brown, because to me, what talk radio, sports talk does the worst is they feel like they've got to check down the list and say, well, all right, Antonio Brown, that's the lead story we got to talk about. Then we got people speculating. You know, you think he'll really get a lifetime, sentence? It's like, or maybe Clay Travis, an attorney, I can kind of get someone like that speculating. But if you're not an attorney, what insight do you have to offer, right? And then it's like, I think he might have psychiatric problems. It's like, okay. First of all, if you are a trained doctor of the mind, you're not supposed to. It's actually part of your ethics not to analyze or specifically not to assess what might be wrong, diagnose someone from afar, right? So with President Trump, there's been a lot of, oh, he's got narcissists, and it's like narcissist syndrome or whatever. It's like, actually, the people talking about that are professionals aren't supposed to be. If it's true or not, who knows? I'm not supposed to look at someone across the room and start speculating what kind of mental disorders he might have.
Great point.
All right. Now, here's what I want to talk about. When this society decides you're a bad guy, they're going to get you one way or the other. And we look at these the details coming out. Prosecutors say Brown is accused of throwing a rock. Wait, was that a second grader outside? No. He was throwing a rock at the driver's moving truck. Then later, forcing his way into the driver's side of the main cabin of the truck and striking the driver after a disagreement. Okay, so first off, what was the strike? Right? Because if it's a full-on punch, hey, listen, punching, you're not supposed to punch somebody. No doubt about it. Forcing himself in, again, that's interesting, right?
Yep.
We'll see. But here's what I know. It sounds a lot like O.J. Simpson in Las Vegas.
Good point.
And Do you imagine if OJ was the golden god that he was pre murder trial? OJ was one of the most popular people in the country. OJ Simpson. There's just no doubt about that. And he couldn't act, but he was in a bunch of movies.
Yep.
He couldn't necessarily do sports analysis, but he was on TV nonstop. Yep. And he quit playing at that point over 10 years prior. How many people are so famous, are so well-liked, that they literally are a decade plus past their playing days, and they're still in the middle of it all for no good reason? Tony Romo's in the middle of it all, you know, after a couple years, because he's an elite announcer.
Yep.
Right? John Madden, wherever, you know, we can say, well, I don't think Phil Simms is that good. Okay, fine, but still the professional level. And OJ wasn't that. He just smiled. Everyone wanted to hang out with the juice.
Not nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
That's correct. And, well, you know, in Airplane, I'm not sure. No. All right. So now here's the question, though. It turned. Obviously, rightfully so, if you believe he did it. And I think a lot of people believe, or I know a lot of people believe that. So what happened? He went to collect, OJ did in Vegas, some autographs or footballs or what, you know, things you sell at the collectibles conventions, went into a hotel room, said, where's my mother effing stuff? Said, all right, Fred, go get the stuff. You know, I had a, you know, jacked up guy or whatever with muscles. And then, you know, literally it was a variation of that. Walked out. They got him for kidnapping. They got, I mean, you ever see how big the law books are? You ever see, like, the just the criminal code of, you know, federal criminal code? It'd be three books that are 800 pages each. They want to find something in any kind of conflict, they're going to find it. And to me, I hate that. I hate that if Antonio Brown was at his highest peak of popularity, does anyone here think we'd be talking about life in prison?
No.
No. No.
So the question becomes, someone decided Brown's not in the club anymore. So with the very same conflict, and I'm not even saying that even back in the height of his powers or popularity that he would have got away with this completely or there wouldn't be any. I'm just saying it's being treated so differently because he's the bad guy. And when you're the bad guy, this society, any society really, but this American society will crush you. And OJ would not have done whatever, 15 years, I think it was, for what happened. Now you can say, well, you add up to two cases, he got off light. Okay, fine. But that's not the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Right? And if Brown really does something wrong with his kids or whatever, then address that. But just because he's now the bad guy, all of a sudden now every situation he's in is treated differently. And who gets to decide that? That's the question. If we had a demigod here, if the Lord above was here sitting on the throne dictating, yeah, in this case, we should be hardcore with Brown. Okay, fine. I'll trust the deity. There's no deities up there as judges or especially as prosecutors, which is a very political position. Prosecutors are looking for attention. And, you know, as a gambler, as a guy who appreciated Billy Walters, the idea that a guy like Billy just rubbed the prosecutors the wrong way and they tried the same case three times over like 15 years against them. They were going to get him. The power of the government is too massive to have that human frailty involved. The framers, the greatest brilliance of the framers of the Constitution was that no matter what happened in the future, human beings with all of their faults would be making decisions. So the framers tried to limit the power of the government because human beings would be the ones wielding that power. And as time goes on, the government gets bigger and bigger, and we can debate that politically. But when it comes to putting people in jail, man, I hate when there's so much human discretion, because it's going to be very imperfect, and it's usually going to be a mob mentality. He's the bad guy, Brown's the bad guy, and I think we're seeing a different result now because of that. Jonas.
Guys, speaking of the mob mentality is out in Major League Baseball, and it's got a Vegas feel to it. We'll tell you what that is. First, I want to let you know we are brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has more ways for you to get what you need when you need it with their free same-day store pickup. You can get what you need at 5,600 AutoZone locations. Get in the zone. AutoZone. DraftKings is being sued. There's a class action lawsuit, RJ. A DraftKings player filed this against Major League Baseball and two of its teams on Thursdays, according to creating an unfair gambling platform by not paying attention and ignoring the recently uncovered sign-stealing scandal. That, according to the New York Post.
It was about 1 year ago exactly.
Yeah, it was.
Todd Gurley.
Yep.
And what did we say? We said, you know something?
You said it.
Gurley, he's not right. But he's not on the injury report. It made no sense. And everyone shrugged. Everyone laughed. Everyone thought, maybe not everyone around this table, the wise guy table, but it's like, ha-ha, they're trying to pull the wool over our eyes again. It's like, well, when there's millions of dollars being bet, and here's the key, and you are benefiting directly from that. Because I can bet right now, will Jonas lose his hair? And you know something? Jonas can't do anything to stop me. In fact, I could make the focus of my Twitter account from here till the end of eternity. I won't. Don't worry. You know, Jonas's hairline and bets, odds, you know, settlement dates. And you know what he could do? Nothing. Well, he might come try to throw me against the wall or something. You know, he's... But it's not going to work. So to me, if you're betting on a league, if a state, if whomever, and the league's not involved, it's hard to say the league is responsible for creating a fair platform. But you know something? Major League Baseball actually owns some of DraftKings. Right? Did you guys know that?
I did not.
No, I did not.
So it's literally Major League Baseball, you know, by my account, by most people's accounts, looking the other way from 17, 18 through 19, hoping this scandal didn't burst on the, you know, awareness, the national awareness. And then when it does, they try to mitigate it. They try to quash it. I think those are both words. And you can say, oh, that's the league being the league. That's Major League Baseball or any league. But wait a minute. If you knew it was going on, not only do you owe it to the fans of the other teams and all the things we talked about, what about the millions of dollars being bet in this case on daily fantasy? Right?
Yep.
You're putting an unfair platform, unfair playing field, no pun intended. And if you're making millions, you're going to be responsible for millions.
Yep.
And I think every league, we talked about it yesterday, the Raiders now have a official gambling partner and they're making millions. You know what comes with that money? Responsibility. And when it comes especially to the injuries, there won't be a ton of cheating scandals. This is just an example. But as much as it seems crazy that a league should have to have any more motivation when it comes to wanting to have a fair playing field, you would think that's at the very heart of fandom, right? If I'm rooting for Team A or I'm rooting for Team B, and I feel like I'm getting a bum deal, and objectively my team is, there's nothing that's going to suck the life out of a fan more than that. So you'd think they'd be max motivated anyway, but they don't seem to be. It seems like that they're more worried about the brand hit. They don't want to lose a press conference more than get to the truth and even out that playing field. And this is an example, but I think what we're going to see more and more of is with the injuries. Because if the leagues aren't telling us who's hurt, when they're hurt, chance of them playing, and especially if somebody else knows. Remember, final word on this, part of baseball's deal with the MGM is the MGM gets that information on lineups first, and they get it for 15 minutes before it's announced. So it used to be, hey, the teams each announced their lineups.
Yeah.
Everyone's scrambling to get the information. Oh, look, Bonds isn't playing, whatever. Now you go to the bookmakers, give them the information because they're paying extra for it. They get to adjust the lines and everything. But who's to say that someone at the MGM isn't telling a buddy and that buddy's betting somewhere else?
Yeah.
Right? So whenever you have inside information, there's a chance that someone's going to know something they're not supposed to know. Baseball has created an environment where with that deal with the MGM, there's 15 minutes in every game that only a select group is supposed to know. And I believe there will be a scandal off of that at some point. And I believe that this all holistically, including DraftKings, comes down to the leagues owe it to the gamblers, because they're making money from the gamblers, to have a fair playing field. Baseball did not do that. We talked about it a bunch, and now we're seeing the class action lawsuit. There's going to be one with injuries before too long. All right, guys, when we come back, we promised you every day a Super Bowl betting market report.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we will have a market update on Super Bowl 54.
Great day. We are, 9 days from the Super Bowl, and we have at the end of this hour 2 prop best bets. Great day to be joining us. This is the fastest growing show on Fox Sports Radio. Our ratings, our listeners have doubled in the last year, more than doubled. You can listen on 200 FSR stations, foxsportsradio.com, iHeartRadio app, SiriusXM. And anytime podcast, just search RJ Bell. Right now on the strip, 66 degrees, clear skies, and the neon is flowing.
So, RJ, we are a little over a week away from Super Bowl weekend in Miami, but we do have a line out at pregame.com where right now the Kansas City Chiefs are 1-point favorites and the over-under point total for the game, 54.5.
Well, I was wrong yesterday, and no, it's gone up in the last little bit.
I don't think you were wrong, because it's gone up in several select places, and the -1.5s are coming.
All right, so here's what I said yesterday. I said by this time on Friday, and I said that in the last segment, so maybe I got a little time.
Yeah.
this time on Friday, I said this line's 1.5. Pinnacle was -115. Pinnacle is one of the sharper books. Then you might say, sharper books? What's that mean? All right, think of it like this. Think of it like it's an old school DVD store, and there's a Blockbuster. Now, Blockbuster is a typical sports book. MGM, William Hill, Bovada, sportsbook.ag, online. There's all these kind of recreational books, right? Just like if you were fan of movies, you'd walk in a Blockbuster. They didn't have, you know, a bunch of movies from the 50s. They didn't, you know, it was usually going to be the Kevin Costner movie, you know. Okay. That's the recreational books. Now, the Pinnacles of the world, the sharper books, and you got a Circa now here in Vegas that's trying to be sharp. Give credit to like a South Point, a Westgate. They're trying to be sharper, though, you know, there's a spectrum between each of those. And that's more like if you're in San Francisco and you know that one DVD place that has all the Bergman movies, you know, and even the Hitchcock when it was in black and white and whatever, right? So they want the hardcore fan. They want the movie aficionado. Pinnacle, these sharp books, they want Fezzik. Now, they don't really want Fezzik. They want Fezzik light, right? If Fezzik, let's say, got bumped on the head a few times, still thought he was a wise guy, that's the guys they want. They want the duct tape on the shoe guys for sure. So what happens? Those sharp books can tell you a ton. Go to pregame.com. We have free odds. Just click Game Center right there, live, free. And you can say, wait a minute, this game goes in a half hour, and the recreational books have the favorite by 7, but the sharp books have the favorite by 6.5. You know what you know? The sharp books don't want underdog action. They're making the favorite cheap, which means the dog isn't offering as much value because they're afraid of the dog. And if all you did, and they called this for a long time the penny lean. Now, what's the penny lean? Pinnacle, kind of always called penny in the business. The penny lean. If all you did, Fez, and you are a master at reading the markets, give us, for you know, remember, we always think about you talking to your dad. Talk to your dad right now about the penny lean.
Yeah, let's talk about the Super Bowl. So if you want to bet Kansas City at Pinnacle, -1, like most of the books, but you got to lay -$1.12. You're paying more than almost every other book in the world, despite Pinnacle offering reduced vigorish. But there's a fire sale on San Francisco at Pinnacle. If you bet for the 49ers, not only do you get +1, you get them at +102. So you're not even paying any vigorous. You're getting the vigorous. It's so cheap to bet San Francisco on Pinnacle.
Okay, so what you're doing here is you're explaining that there's a lean, right? So that Pinnacle is saying, we want to attract action on, in this case,
49ers.
We don't want as much. We're going to try to discourage action on Kansas City. If all you did was look at all the college basketball games on Saturday and say, where is Pinnacle one way and the recreational books the other, you'd be playing the penny lean, and you probably are getting close to break even if you play that right. You're not going to win, but man, if you just told me, I haven't looked at the card, and you said, who should I bet? I glance, I'm going to look to see where the sharp books are, the recreational books are, and I'm going to want to go where the sharp books are telling me not to go. Because if they're afraid of it, that's what I want. So, RJ Bell straight out of Vegas. What we're seeing now in the market and what I saw yesterday was, as Fez explained it, there's a penny lean favoring Kansas City. Or said more specifically, Pinnacle does not want Kansas City action. The sharp books don't want Kansas City, which means not only is that probably the right side, at least more than 50%, it's probably where the action is going to go in the next day or two. So not only can it tell you where to bet before game time, it can tell you likely as a leading indicator where the line is going.
Exactly. Love that term, leading market indicator.
Yes. So my guess is we're going to see some Kansas City movement. It hasn't happened. Well, we'll check the clock here, but it hasn't happened as quick as I thought it would. So, Jonas, you as the voice of the fan, but as a batter, I mean, you have a 2-3 record with us. If I In 18 months, he's sitting on it. 40%, he's sitting on it. Did the penny lean make sense?
Yeah, so they are the one that influences the most on both sides, or you're saying that it influences the most as far as the sharp side goes?
Well, by what price? So let's say it's like this. Let's say that, what's a collectible? Beanie Bears were a collectible, right? Okay, so imagine that there's all these different kind of Beanie Bears that people are thinking about buying as a collectible, right? Now, there might be certain colors, there might be certain years. All right, imagine you go to like a Walmart, a very recreational retail shop. All right, Walmart's going to have a mall price, probably whatever the market is, it's going to be the same at Walmart. But imagine you got a Beanie Baby Sharp, a real expert, and the Beanie Babies at that point, he's got that 1997 run priced 30% more than the average places. Because he knows the market. He knows in this example, the 1997 Beanie Babies are actually going to be worth more in the years to come. He's putting a premium on them. So in a way, each book is pricing every bet they offer. And when they are leaning one way or the other, they're telling you what they think of that bet. And in this case, Pinnacle, who is the very sharp book, is saying, we're making Kansas City expensive. Thus, we want you to bet San Fran. We don't want you to bet Kansas City. And what that tells us is, it tells us, one, if we had to bet now, who to bet. But also it tells us that as time passes and the big bettors start betting at the recreational books and the different things, that the betting is going to be more Kansas City, which means the line's going to end up moving that way. So it's really, the last word on this would be, it's a very sharp operation that can't hide its opinion.
Yeah.
Because it's pricing things. You know, maybe one more quick analogy. Gas. Now, but let's say there's gas, but we're having serious weather problems. And we think we might not get that shipment of gas to Vegas next week. Now, if there was a guy, that a station that really understood the gas market, and he made gas like $6 a gallon, you'd be like, he's telling us that next week there's not going to be much gas here. But imagine he puts gas lower than anybody. Everyone said, oh, the weather might stop the gas. He's laughing, go, no, come buy it now for $3 a gallon, because he knows, or at least he speculates, that gas won't be a problem. So in pricing the gas, the expert is telling us what he thinks about the future. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And so how high is this going to get before we do see it jump a half point? Because it's at minus, say it's minus 115 to win 100 now. Are we going to get to minus 125, minus 130 to win before they actually do jump it a half point?
That's an interesting question, because usually around one, Steve, this is interesting. So is this teaser protection?
Exactly right. They don't want people to be able to tease San Francisco from plus 1.5 to plus 7.5. So they're keeping the spread at one and moving the vig.
Yeah. So where you'll see the spread not move, but the vig move, because remember, is let's just say for the, well, we know how much 3 is worth. 3 is worth about 20 cents. So effectively, if I want to play the favorite and I'm playing 3 minus 120, or I'm playing minus 3.5, even money, I effectively have the same bet because I'm laying an extra half a point, but I get 20 cents a discount on the vig. So that's a little complicated, but in general, there's certain times they don't want to move the spread, so they move the vig, and usually that's around 3 because it's such a key number. It's around 7 because it's such a key number, but it's around 1 and 1.5 because what they're worried about with the default 6-point teaser is you tease up through 3 and 7, which is called an advantage teaser. So this is one of those things, if you're not a bettor, it's probably fascinating for 5 minutes at a time, and we'll keep it to that. But this is the kind of stuff we go over in depth with the podcast. And you can listen to this podcast, just search RJ Bell, or the Dream Preview, which is the deeper dive. Same thing, RJ Bell. What do you think this closes?
I actually think it's going to close one. I think you're
really?
Right. I think you're right.
I disagree 100%.
I agree with your market forecast that this spread's going up. And it wouldn't surprise me if it doesn't go all the way up to 2. However, on game day, I think there's going to be a few select really big syndicates that are going to bet the better defense.
I don't think it's possible that it doesn't matter if a few syndicates bet it. The question is net, where's the bigger money? Because the Super Bowl is the one game that they don't want to be lopsided on. In any other game, Jonas, and this is fascinating too, the books are willing to say, you know, let's just use a place like the MGM. And Brad, you look at the game center at pregame.com really closely, and we saw, we remember when Cantor Gaming and the game center was about synced up.
Yep.
So like the Ohio State, when they would play on a big Saturday game against the Penn State, it was about $1 million, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So we, let's say a place like the MGM had about $1 million on Ohio State against Penn State. They're willing to be 80-20 on that, 800,000 one way, 200 the other, if they think they're on the right side. And they can lose, but in the long run, they're going to do fine. But if a book has $30 million on it, like they might on the Super Bowl, they cannot stand to be lopsided. So, Fez, you might be right. Even if the syndicates come in and it's like, oh, that's such sharp money, we got to take it seriously, the public's going to be on Kansas City.
And Mahomes, ultra-public quarterback.
Yeah. So I think we should make a bet, because you've been saying something pretty strong here. Is we'll say minus, I'll get, you know, minus 110 is the over-under. If it's above that, I win. I kick off. If it's below that, you win.
300.
300?
Wow.
Whoa. All right. Who you like on that, Jonas?
Oh man, I'm leaning more towards Kansas City. I'm getting suckered into the Kansas City side.
I don't think it's suckered. We're gonna get into this next week for Miami. How many white t-shirts did you pack, by the way?
Oh, several. And they're all deep V's. You have to step through the collar to put them on.
How often do you trim your chest hair?
Well, I'll get that done before we leave. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you wax?
No, I don't wax. Hell no.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, no good.
I didn't want to have to fire him.
No, not good. No, please.
I mean, if he was waxing, could we really allow for that?
No, I'll pass. No. Not my deal.
So to wrap it up, and guys, actually, you know, I don't say this often, but if you want to ask me any questions on this, I usually don't look at all my Twitter replies. I can't lie. Except if I solicit responses. Fez, one day you'll have as many followers as me, and you'll have that, you know.
I'll always have one third.
So what we'll do is I'm going to make a point tonight, if you want to ask any questions about what we talked about, at RJ in Vegas, just send the questions. I'm not going to say, slide in my DMs on Instagram. I'm not going to do that. I refuse. No chest hair waxed, none of that. But the recap to me is this, is the betting market is telling us, from the pinnacle lean, the sharp book, is that they don't want Kansas City action. Fez somehow, in some mystical world, thinks, oh, that the wise guys are sitting back ready to really pound the other side. I don't get it, but okay, you put your money where your mouth is. Not monopoly money, actually money. So I respect it. But Kansas City, my vote would be, and in a way, you disagree. So you're saying, actually, if you like Kansas City, you wouldn't bet it now. Because my thought was you bet Kansas City now, but you're thinking this thing's going to be below one, so bet at a kickoff.
Yes.
You don't even, I think you're starting to have doubts yourself.
Well, I'm going against the pinnacle lean, and we just talked all show about how strong it is.
I know. So, and you know what the final word on this is? It's art. It's not science. Fez is as good as anyone I've ever seen at predicting NFL line moves. But over the last like 4 years, he's been 70%, which means he's been wrong 30% of the time. So, but I just faded a guy at 70%. So I don't know if that was very smart. All right. We'll wrap up Super Bowl market report.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Straight Outta Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up 10 minutes from now here on FSR, we will have Best Bets, your chance to make a little bit of coin heading into a busy weekend. Want to let you know we are brought to you by My Computer Career. Make 2020 your year. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. I'm Jonas Knox, voice of you, the fan. He's the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
We've already gave you more info than we're supposed to. We're late for the commercial. So one last commercial. And when we come back, literally, best bet early prop from Fezzik, best bet early prop from Brad Powers.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you've always wanted. And it's money-making time here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. It is best bet times from the show, and we start with our NFL expert, Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Friday, typically pick-palooza. You think we could say, we're not giving any picks. Nah. Two best bets, Fez.
Jimmy G under 240 pass yards. Now, I know what you're going to ask. Why am I going under 240 pass yards when Jimmy G...
I love Jimmy G.
My favorite. Averaged 250 during the regular season. Well, there's been a fundamental difference in San Francisco in the playoffs versus the regular season. San Francisco is having tremendous success running the ball, such that Jimmy G has only...
I love Jimmy G.
He's only had to hand off the ball. Jimmy G is only averaging 104 yards per game. And
this is square.
Square. But it's going to win.
No. Here's the thing, though. Why hasn't the 49ers needed to throw the ball?
Because they've been so successful running the ball.
Or they've been successful that led to big leads.
They have had big leads.
So if you believe, I don't think you can bet Jimmy G under if you like Kansas City.
I think you can.
How's this sound? Let's make a contingent bet then.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, let's go under the 240. You just said you can. Yeah. So it's an auto bet, actually. Is under the 240 only if San Francisco wins the game, right? Only if Kansas City wins.
Let's do it.
No, it's already done, yeah. Right? But yes. You don't like it, do you?
No,
You don't. Then let's make it 1,000.
I don't like it.
Okay.
I'd rather San Fran won the game.
So what you're saying is, if you like San Fran to win, you got to like Jimmy G under.
Oh, you got to love Jimmy G under that.
And you add it all up, you still like Jimmy G under.
Yes.
But I'm not so sure about that.
We got another best bet before that. I want to let you know we are brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has more ways for you to get what you need when you need it with their free same-day store pickup. You can place your order online and grab what you need today at more than 5,600 AutoZone locations. Get in the zone. AutoZone, best bet time from Brad Powers.
You know, Jonas, that's actually putting your money where your mouth is.
Well,
just FYI.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Brett.
And I'm going to the other quarterback in the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes, and I'm going over 29.5 rush yards for two reasons. Number one, I think teams are more likely to run their quarterback in the playoffs or the Super Bowl. Why? There's less concern for that quarterback to get hurt. There's no other games to play. You got a whole offseason. And the number two reason for me and why I like Mahomes over 29.5 rush yards, that great San Francisco defense, not so great against mobile quarterbacks. Five games this year against mobile quarterbacks. Kyler Murray twice.
So how do we define mobile quarterbacks? You cherry picked it?
Over 20 yards rushing average per game.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Sharp. There's an actual. Is that the group we got?
Yes.
All right. I'm surprised.
And
I'm
that
impressed.
Group, the group being Kyler Murray twice. And you had Lamar Jackson one game, and then you had Russell Wilson in two games. What did the 49ers allow in those five games? 57 rushing yards by the mobile quarterback.
But what was the average of those quarterbacks rushing the ball? Because if they on average gave up 60 or gained 65 yards, then that would be good, right?
Yeah.
Because with Mahomes, you might say, well, the number with Mahomes is so low, but then the question becomes, the Mahomes number is based on his history, right? So I think it's a good chance to promote your Twitter. We don't do it a lot. Is I think the question here is, and let's be very clear, how did San Francisco do against these running quarterbacks relative to their typical performance, right? The fact they ran for a lot of yards feels like they did really well. But I know Lamar Jackson ran for a lot more than 50 yards a game, right?
Yep.
So on Twitter, Brad Powers 7. So it's Brad Powers 7. And you'll tweet that out within a couple hours?
Yep, we'll do.
You won't mess around?
I won't.
All right. But you like. Now, I will say this. I love Mahomes over. Because you know what? It's how successful he was. His fast twitch fiber is going to say, run, run. And we know this is the high leverage game, and we know quarterbacks run more in those kind of games. And he was so successful doing it. I think he has more attempts than you would expect. I love the bet. I don't love the rationale over Mahomes.
We are straight out of Vegas, back on Monday, live from Miami, 6 p.m. Eastern time, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!